Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Patlin here, and welcome to episode 990 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question coming in today from Juan, but a couple important things. First, since episode 900, I've been dropping clues related to something that's going to happen where if you solve the puzzle, if you want to call it that, you will be entered into a drawing, a random drawing, to win $1,000. And that's happening, that drawing is happening 5 times next week. So all throughout next week's episodes, 995, 996, 997, 998, and 999, and episode 1,000, I'm giving away $1,000 to a random person who solves the puzzle. And you will have had to start at episode 900 and listen to some of the episodes include clues typically after the show, sometimes during the show. And if you know what the puzzle is and you have an idea of what the answer may be, again, it's a little bit cryptic, especially if you don't know what I'm talking about. But if you want to put in your answer and see if you got it right and enter yourself into this drawing, and yes, you only have to enter once to win, but you can get multiple entries by sharing the podcast. If you go to askpat.com/solve, you'll see what to do there. Enter the drawing, and each day next week we're offering a prize, and that's $1,000 to a random solver. So there you go. Hopefully that makes sense. But anyway, for now, let's get into today's question from Juan.
Hi, Pat. How are you? I hope you're doing great. My name is Juan del Cerro. I am from Mexico. I am the founder of Disruptivo TV. It's a site about social entrepreneurship, entrepreneurs that are doing business to create meaningful impact in the world. We actually started out with a podcast almost 3 years ago where we interview a social entrepreneur once a week, and it's doing well. Thankfully, it's all in Spanish. My question is, we want to start with different formats of podcasts. We want to not only do interviews, but also do a small sort of blog podcast where I talk about different concepts and aspects of social entrepreneurship. I also want to do a weekly review of a book connected to social entrepreneurship. I want to, just like you, start answering questions of our audience we're getting from different media on a podcast. So I've been wondering, and I wanted to ask you, should I do all these different formats in the same feed as I do the original podcast? For example, let's say Monday we get out the regular interview we already have, we've been doing for 3 years, then on Tuesday do the book review, then on Wednesday do the blog, on Thursday do the questions. Should I do that on the same feed, or should I have a different feed, a different podcast for each of the contents? You did it, for example, in two different podcasts. So, I mean, I see benefits from both. I think that if we do them all in one feed, we might get more subscribers, more plays, more downloads, which can help us be better positioned. But I also think that it might have a bad effect, because the people that are only interested in the interviews, if they see all this other content, they might stop following us. So I don't know which way to go, and I would love to hear your answer. Obviously, we're not as big as your podcast or anything like that. In Spanish, there's a lot less podcast listeners, but we're doing good. We have a constant audience. We've been growing for the last 3 years. So I would love your input on this so we can proceed the best way. Should we do only one feed with different contents each day, or should we do different feeds with different podcasts for each content? Thank you very much. A huge hug and a lot of regards from the team at Disruptivo TV all the way from Mexico. Bye.
Hey, Juan, thank you so much for the question and all the support. I really appreciate it. You know, there's no wrong way to do it, but obviously there's a better way to do it than others. And I think it really just depends on your audience and how you set that expectation for what's to come. In some niches, it might make sense, like with what I did, to separate a specific format into a different show. The benefits of doing that is I have another show that could potentially reach people because it's a separate feed. It can have its own ranking. It can also be something other people can subscribe to because they prefer it that way. They prefer the shorter length episodes here on Ask Pat versus my longer episodes on Smart Passive Income. The hard thing is actually keeping it all on the same feed. You're actually going to potentially get a lot more downloads. You're going to get a lot more listens, and it's not split up between multiple episodes. And everybody's there anyway. There's just one call to action. Subscribe to this show. You don't have to worry about people not subscribing to the other, although perhaps there may be people who don't want that other kind of content. Now, I will say that there's some things you mentioned there, like book reviews. Book reviews, I think, can be a part of a segment within your original show that perhaps won't take very long, and it'll just add a lot of value to the existing show that is already there, and it could be published within the same episode. It just happens to be a separate segment, maybe in the middle or at the end of those episodes. Now, if you have a specific format that's different that may lend itself to a different show, you can experiment with that. However, I would first try to put it on the same feed. And just have it be experimental, really. That's the cool thing about this one. You can say, hey, guys, for the next 4 weeks, for the next month, what's going to happen is you're going to see another podcast come out each week. And in that podcast, it's going to be, whatever it's going to be that's different. So on Monday, you come out with your regular show, and you can tell people ahead of time, hey, for the next month only, we're going to experiment. And we're going to see how you guys like this, but we're going to try it. It's just going to be on the same feed, so you won't have to resubscribe. But on every Wednesday, you're going to get this kind of post where we answer one of your questions, and you can try it that way and just get a response to see what people think about that. Now, I included Ask Pat originally within the same feed, within the same episodes. I could have broken it up and put it into its own separate day on the same feed, but I really wanted to try and see what it would be like to create another episode, another show. Now, I will say it added a whole new line of effort because it's a new podcast, it's new hosting, it's new work, and it's just another round of getting the podcast set up. Now, obviously, once it's set up, it's just on autopilot, but it is something else I have to manage, and it has its own set of characteristics and personalities, if you will, versus the other shows. So really, it's up to you. I would just use your current feed to test these new segments before you create a new show about them. And if you find that people want more, then you can, cross-promote them once you create that new one. It begins to give you another excuse to launch and go live with another show and make a big deal out of that to get some new subscribers, double your numbers even. You're going to have people who subscribe to both shows like I do, and that can help increase the just love that people have for your brand. And if you include any ads and things like that, I mean, your advertisers are going to like that because there's going to be big numbers there too. So Juan, really there's no wrong way to go about it. Just if it's really tiny of a segment, include it in your existing show. If it may lend itself to a separate show, then I would test it out on your current feed, see what the feedback is like before you make that decision, if you do, to create it into its own show. So there you go, Juan. Thank you so much for the question. I appreciate it. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. And like I said earlier, if you know the answer to the riddle and all these clues that I've been dropping since episode 900, just to give you a clue, the next clue was dropped in episode 905. Go to askpat.com/solve and enter your answer there. And if you get it right, you will be put into the drawing for winning potentially $1,000. And I'm giving away $1,000 every day next week for the last 5 episodes of Ask Pat before we hit episode 1,000. And that includes episode 1,000. And then episode 1,001, guys, I have a very special announcement about Ask Pat and what's going to happen with it. And I'm excited like never before for it. And I think a lot of you will be excited about it too. But a lot of stuff coming up, guys. I hope you're excited about that. To finish off today, I'm excited because we have a quote from one of my favorite authors, that is J.K. Rowling. It is impossible to live without failing at something, unless you live so cautiously that you might as well not have lived at all, in which case you fail by default. I love that. All right, guys, cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.